In this passage at the restaurant, Arthur Miller lets the spectators see inside Willa Loman's head. We realize how Willa's mind is constantly interrupted by images from the past. The scene shows how traumatic experience can alter the perception of reality of the three characters. Willa's mind is tormented by a short period of his life that happened 15 years before, when Biff failed at school. Willie is like a prisoner, and his prison is the past. The memory takes life on stage. We see young Bernard announcing that Biff had flunked math and therefore lost his chances for the future. Willie is isolated in his memories and cannot communicate with Biff anymore. Step 2. Let's have a look at Biff. We realize that Biff inherited his father's trauma, his father's tendency to deny reality. At the beginning of the play, Willie remembers the day when Biff stole a football from the club's locker room. Biff pretends his coach will congratulate him for his sense of initiative. He twists the facts in order to steal an object that he wants. And there's a similar thing in the restaurant scene. Biff says that he stole a precious fountain pen from Bill Oliver, the man he asked money from, hence washing up his chances to get an interview with him. So it's clear Biff is a kleptomaniac, and he refuses to admit it. And obviously it can't be a coincidence, as the father is a mythomaniac, whereas the son is a kleptomaniac. There's a clear relationship between both. Both invent stories to embellish reality, to make the world livable. And both are symptomatic of a particular need for recognition. Now, step 3, let's take a look at Happy, because he is also under the impact of some kind of a trauma. At the restaurant, he is more interested in the pretty girl in the red dress than in his father and his brother. The moment he meets a pretty girl, nothing matters anymore. Happy is the younger brother. He knows that there's a special relationship between Biff and his father, and he always felt excluded from it. So his obsession for women can be a diversion. He's looking for the love of women because he lacked the love of his father. So in conclusion, Arthur Miller analyzes the human mind in this play and how our present behavior can be conditioned or can be influenced by past traumatic experiences. And this is illustrated by constant flashbacks in the storyline. We also have to remember that Arthur Miller went through psychotherapy. And he personally admitted the influence of psychotherapy, the impact that it had on his drama.